I would ask you to open your Bibles this evening to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. We'll be reading a few verses there. Beginning in verse 10. Apostle Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, the Christians there, he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." The Apostle Paul, in writing to these Christians at Ephesus, penned not only that letter, but many other letters in the New Testament. He wrote more letters in the New Testament than any other inspired writer. Tonight we're going to begin in Ephesians chapter 6 there, in the fact that in his addressing these Christians, he's speaking to those people that were baptized into Christ and were serving God. People like you and I. People who are Christians. So you and I are Christians today. We're in the Lord's church. So what he told those brethren applies to us also. We need to be the type of people that will study God's Word, that we will learn God's Word and have faith in His Word and put on the whole armor of God so that we can defend ourselves against temptation, defend ourselves against the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, so that we might stand against the wiles of the devil and that we might be able to stand for the truth. It's important that we do that because the Bible time and again talks about faithfulness to God. I need to be faithful to God. You need to be faithful to God. And so, in the context of Ephesians 6, we see that all people who are baptized into Christ, that are in the family of God, believers, Christians then, are soldiers of Christ. We're an army of God's people. Our fight is against error. Our fight is against things that are wrong. Our fight is against Satan. Our fight is against temptation. Our fight is against the lust of flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Our fight is against anything that is contrary to what God would have us to do in His Word. And so we need to defend ourselves against that. And while we're defending ourselves against those things, we need to go forth with the Word of God, taking it and holding it up forth that we can be strong, holding up the banner of God as soldiers of Christ. So the lesson we're going to look at tonight in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 3, what Paul told Timothy to be as a good minister, as a good soldier of Christ, also applies to you and I as Christians. That's why I want to begin in Ephesians chapter 6, because that's where we'll end up at the last point in our lesson tonight concerning the fact that we ought to be good soldiers of Christ. We always need to be reminded of who we are and what we are to do as far as serving God. The Apostle Paul that wrote these letters, he was called to be an apostle. When he was told what to do to be saved, he listened to Ananias and he was baptized. And so he went forth teaching and preaching the gospel. He had all types of conflicts. He suffered. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was stoned. He had all trouble with his own countrymen. And even in that, Paul went forth standing up, and when he wrote the letter to Timothy, he told Timothy that he had all confidence. "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, and not for me only, but to all those who love His appearing." So Paul was a man of faith, so we need to listen to his words so that we could today, in 2019, can be good soldiers of Christ. Let's go now to 2 Timothy and look at some of the things that Paul told this young preacher to do, which is not only applicable to the preacher himself, who's a minister of the gospel, directly to him, but it also applies to you and I as Christians, whether we are preachers publicly or not, we are teachers in some way. You know, we're writing the gospel a chapter each day by the way that we live. People see us, they read us as a book, so what are we doing in our life? We need to be good soldiers so that when other people see us, they can see the light of Christ and the light of gospel in our life. by our words, our action, the places we go, the things we do, the way we stand for the truth. As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 5, beginning verse 13 and going through verse 16, Jesus talked about those who would be in the kingdom of God. He said, therefore, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? And glorify your Father which is in heaven. So we need to glorify God in heaven, and we do that by being a good, faithful soldier of Christ, of doing His will. So here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning of verse 8, we see that a good soldier of Christ is one who will be confident in what he is doing. He'll have confidence in the work he's doing and the life he's living and the things he's standing for. And he'll not only be confident in it, but he'll also be faithful in standing and doing the thing that's to be done as a teacher of the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning of verse 8, Paul said, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. So, those who are Christians, those who are teachers of the Word, are to be confident in knowing that we're going to teach this truth, we're going to teach this Word, and we're going to stand for the truth no matter what. Verse 9, he says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. So we can have confidence and be faithful as teachers of God's Word and living God's Word and sharing it with others, because we know that God had a plan for us even before time began, that in Christ we can have salvation. So if we've been saved from our sins and we're following Christ, what ought we to be doing? We need to be confident in the fact that the Word needs to be taught and that we're teaching that Word. Verse 10, he said, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Lord Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Why is it, or how is it, that you and I can be confident in living the gospel and obeying the gospel and teaching the gospel to others? Because we know that God, through His Son, gave power to overcome death for us. Jesus came and died and shed His blood for our sins. And the Father raised Jesus from the grave and brought Him up and was seen by many witnesses for all those days and ascended back into heaven and is now seated at the right hand of God. So God has power over death. So we can have confidence as teachers of the gospel, as soldiers of Christ, we can be confident in knowing that we need to be faithful here, because it is in Christ Jesus we are assured that we'll have power over the resurrection, that we're going to be raised from the dead. Verse 11, he says, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. The apostle Paul, and all that he had gone through, and now he's telling the young preacher Timothy, in all this, Timothy, in preaching the gospel and following Christ and all that God has done through us, for us through Jesus Christ, Paul says, I'm not ashamed. He was confident. He was faithful. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep what I have committed to Him until that day. What confidence. What confidence we see in the Apostle Paul. Can we say that today as we go forth to our homes and in the community and to work and to play and to school and in business and in everything we do in life? Can we say that assuredly, that I am confident, I am secure in being a Christian, and I'm faithful in what I'm going to do because of this? Because of this. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded He is able to keep what I've committed to Him until that day. We sing that song sometimes. You know, we're committed. I know whom I have believed. We know who we believe. We believe God. We believe His Word, and we believe Jesus Christ. So what is it that we need to have in our life today and every day? We need to have confidence in God, in His Word, in His Son, in the truth. Confidence in knowing that when we obey it and we're faithful to it, that God is going to be faithful and keep His Word, give us a home in heaven. Secondly tonight, a good soldier of Christ is focused and spiritually strong. It's almost the same point we just covered, but as Christians, we don't ever need to lose sight. When things happen in life, it may be some confrontation we have with an issue or someone or a specific thing that happens that we're confronted with, that we have to deal with to get over, to get past, beyond, to get around and handle it in the right way. Are we doing that? Are we focused on getting to heaven so that when we meet those bumps in the road, when we have those hills to climb, whether it be spiritual issues or physical issues or whatever it is, that we get past those things. That we get through those things because there's light at the end of the tunnel. So to do that as a good soldier of Christ, we've got to be focused on the goal. What's the goal? It's heaven. And so what, if we're focused on getting to heaven, we have to be focused on the task at hand, and that is doing what the Word of God says. And doing the Word of God and obeying it ourselves and sharing with others, and don't let outside forces interfere with us from going to heaven. So we need to be focused and spiritually strong. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, Paul says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." No one said it was going to always be easy to be a Christian. Matter of fact, Peter alludes to the fact that as Christians, those who serve God, those who live godly, will suffer persecution from time to time. And so we need to understand that we need to be focused on what we're doing and our goal of getting to heaven so that we don't give up and be strong in that. He goes then, let's go back to verse 4 of 2 Timothy chapter 2, and he says, "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." So we look at our point, number 2 on the board. A good soldier of Christ is focused. And if we're focused on the right things, the spiritual things, on God's Word, on going to heaven, then we're going to be strong in God, in Christ, and in the Word. Spiritually strong. And what we read in Ephesians chapter 6 there, beginning of verse 10, shows us the defenses we have, the weapons we have, so that we can be strong in serving God. So are we a good soldier? Am I a good soldier? Are you a good soldier of Christ? Are we putting on the whole armor of God? Are we focused on getting to heaven and focused on doing the things that would get us to heaven by faith because God's mercy and grace works for us through His Word? Let's be focused and don't lose sight of what we are and where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to be doing and where we're going. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 through 13, we see again that a good soldier of Christ, Paul tells the young preacher Timothy that as a good soldier of Christ, he needs to obey God with endurance. Don't obey God for a time and become weak. Don't obey God for a time and give up. Timothy, don't be obeying God and the gospel and something comes up and confronts you and issues come and you fall back. Don't do that. We're warned in the book of Hebrews, you know, to be careful. Take heed lest you fall. Be careful that we don't have an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So we need to serve God with endurance, to be faithful every day in serving God. Let's read those verses. 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 5 and going through verse 13. "And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to protect the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of change, but the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal joy. This is a faithful saying, for if we die with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself." So, God and Christ have done their part. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit have done their part, and they continue to do their part through the Word. We need to get in the Word and study the Word and obey the Word so that we can endure whatever comes our way so that we can be faithful and get to heaven. Endure. Endure whatever comes. Paul was assured that whatever came his way, he could get through it. And if he didn't get through it, if he lost his physical life, he was assured that he'd go to heaven. So that's what keeps our mind where it ought to be as a good soldier. To have confidence and be faithful, to be focused and spiritually strong, that we continue to endure to serve God faithfully. What did Jesus say in Luke chapter 9 and verse 62? He reminded that those who put any man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That there's no place, there's no room for us to give up. That there's no going back, although sometimes people do go back. There's no falling away, although sometimes people do fall away. And so if people do look back, if they do fall away, they need to get back on the road. They need to get back on the boat. They need to get back in the right path, as we talked about this morning, of confessing our wrong, repenting of our sin, and praying God and get forgiveness of that, so that we continue to endure, continue to be faithful, serving God and doing His will all the way. Well, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 through 19, the good soldier of Christ is sound or solid in teaching. That means that he teaches the truth. We teach the truth as it is, every day, no variance. We don't add to it. We don't take from it. We're sound in teaching. We're teaching what we read in the Bible. The Bible is our pattern. The Bible is it. The Bible is our standard. So we're sound in our teaching. Look what he told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning of verse 14. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. But, verse 15 he says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing or handling aright the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Now, Paul is letting Timothy know that there are some who will not take heed to sound doctrine. There will be some who will not teach sound doctrine. But he's telling Timothy, hold on to sound doctrine. Verse 19 he says then, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows whose are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So, we're to be sound, solid in what we teach. So, how are we going to do that? The first thing is we get into the book, and we study the book, and we learn what God has to say for us, and we obey what's in that book. And as we obey it, part of that is being able to be sound in what we teach others. Be sure that we have book, chapter, and verse, that we know the truth and we can share the truth with others. We're encouraged as Christians in the New Testament to be able, if someone comes and asks us for an answer of the hope that's in us, that we'd be able to give them an answer. Give them an answer. Give them a scriptural answer. So what kind of soldier am I? What kind of soldier are you? Are we sound in teaching? We can't be sound in teaching unless we are taught, unless we study, unless we learn what the truth is. Because the truth will set us free from sin when we obey it. The truth will set us free from error when we obey it. The truth will set us free from falling for false teaching when we obey the truth. It's so important that we become good soldiers of Christ in teaching sound doctrine. Well, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 through 26, we see that a good soldier of Christ is one who will have a good lifestyle, a clean lifestyle, and a good disposition. Paul said, Timothy, you're going to preach the gospel. You're going to be teaching other people. You're going to be going out and standing for the truth. In all this, you need to be a good man. You need to be the kind of man that God wants you to be. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning of verse 20. He says, but in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some of honor and some of dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. When we think about being prepared for every good work and having our lifestyle and being clean in our thoughts and our actions that God would have us to be, it's the attitude of what we're supposed to be. Christ's blood cleanses us from all sin. And so we are bought from our sins with the blood of Christ. And so what we ought to work toward is staying clean and staying away from sin. Keeping our life pure. Having a good character. Having a good lifestyle. He goes on then and he explains that to him in verses 22 and the next few verses through 26. What a clean lifestyle. Some of what a clean lifestyle would involve. He says in verse 22, flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. What Paul is saying is, Timothy, you can't mix the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life with all these good things. You've got to flee those things and put on these good things. Flee also youthful lust. Cleanse yourself of the latter, of those things of the world. Sanctify yourself. Obey God. Flee youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And then he goes on to verse 23 and says, while you're doing that, Timothy, there's some things you got to avoid. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. How many times over the years have you been talking to a brother in Christ or studying with someone and they come up with, they throw something out there just to argue over. Just for the sake of argument, they throw something out there and trying to dispute the Word of God, trying to reach out and find anything they can to dispute the Word of God. We've got to stay with the Word and be obedient, keep our lifestyle clean so that we'll be able to dispute error with truth because we're obeying the Word of God ourselves and serving God. Look at verses 24 through 26. And the servant of the Lord must not quarrel. Here's that lifestyle, that disposition. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach and patient. As Christians, we'll be able to take a stand and stand for the truth and teach others and hold up for the truth without quarreling, without having strife and all kind of trouble and falling apart. If we do it with love, if we do it with the right kind of stand, with the right kind of hope, if we got the character we ought to have, we can avoid these things. And that's what Timothy is being told by Paul. As a servant of the Lord, must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient. He's not telling Timothy not to stand for the truth. He's already told him, stand for the truth. But this is how you do it, Timothy. You live a good life. You have such a lifestyle that they don't have anything to come back to you on. And so you stand for the truth and don't get caught up in quarrels, in foolish arguments. Verse 25, he says, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so they may know the truth. A brother that's in error, someone that's teaching false doctrine, someone that's trying to bring something in opposition to the truth, be patient, stand for the truth. Don't quarrel, but be gentle. Teach them. Be patient with them, but stand for the truth the whole time in humility, and then correct those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so they may know the truth. And then he says in verse 26, the soldier of the Christ, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captivity by him to do his will. So the soldier of Christ is one who will be a person that has a clean lifestyle, a good disposition, that stands up for the truth and handles things with the right attitude, with the right words, in the right way, so that those who would come in opposition to the truth or those who would need to be taught, that they could be taught and they could be persuaded because we have approached it from the right viewpoint, with the right attitude. We should never back up and run away from error, but we should stand up to error and defend the truth, but we do it with love, we do it with firmness, we do it with gentleness, and we do it with a determination that the truth will be there. And we need a clean lifestyle and a good disposition to do that. Well, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, going through chapter 4 and verse 5, we jump over another chapter, we see that a good soldier of Christ will continue firmly in the Word. We talked about earlier about being confident and faithful and being sound in teaching. All those things lead up to what we're talking about now. We'll continue firmly in the Word. The good soldier will do that. Will not give up. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. And that from a childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Timothy had been taught by his mother and grandmother. Paul knew that the faith was in him because it had been handed down to him from his grandmother and his mother. Now he says, continue in that word, Timothy, that you know. And he says then, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So, when Paul wrote to Timothy, he gave him all the tools, he gave him all the keys of how to operate as an evangelist, as a Christian, as a minister, as one who would be a teacher of the truth, to be a good soldier of Christ. These same instructions are good for you and for me. Whether we're a man or a woman, whether we're young or old, we need to be people who are confident and faithful in the Word. That we are focused and we're spiritually strong. We need to be Christians who obey God with endurance. Don't give up. Don't let things pull us aside. We need to be Christians who are sound, solid in teaching. Teaching the truth, standing for the truth, knowing the truth, and holding on to the truth. We need to be Christians that have a clean lifestyle and a good disposition about us. We need to learn patience. We need to learn love. We need to learn endurance. We need to learn all these things so that we can what? Continue firmly in the Word. It's important for us that we do that. A couple more points tonight. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. The good soldier of Christ is assured of better things ahead. If we behave ourselves right in the right way, and we go forth and we obey God's Word, and we stand up for it, we share it with others, and we do this as God would have us to do it, there's an assurance there for us that things are going to be good. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Paul says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved His appearing." So is there a reason for you and me and everyone else to be good soldiers of Christ? There are many reasons to be that. The next question is, am I being a good soldier of Christ? Am I doing these things in my life? Are you doing these things in your life? Let's look at a couple of songs. Turn, if you will, to number 231. 231. Let's sing a song.
Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on, strong in the strength which God supplies, strong in the strength which God supplies through His beloved Son, strong in the Lord of hosts and in His mighty power, who in the strength of Jesus trusts, who in the strength of Jesus trusts, is more than conqueror. You may or in Tyre at last.
576. 576. Faith is a victory.
Encamped along the hills of life, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glory skies. Against the foe in battle below, let all our strength be heard. Faith is the victory we know, that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the robe the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind fell, swept on o'er every field. Only for Christ's sake conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of each be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread, and echo with a shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
That brings us back to where we started. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. As a baptized believer in Christ, I need to be faithful. As a baptized believer in Christ, you need to be faithful. What are we? We are soldiers in the Lord's army, marching forth, holding up the banner of truth to defend ourselves against error and to obey that which is right. The question is, for me and for you, am I a faithful soldier of Christ? We're going to sing the invitation song. If you have need and we can help you in any way, please come while we stand and while we sing.